You remember yesterday I spoke to Detective Superintendent Ken Finch, Commander of the New South Wales Police Firearms and Organised Crime Squad, about the New South Wales Firearms Registry. It followed the assault and robbery of a man in the Blue Mountains who had 9 registered guns stolen from gun safes. As I told you, the 77-year-old victim was tied up and bashed in his Wentworth Falls garage and later suffered a heart attack, poor fella. It's the latest in a spate of similar robberies where registered guns have been stolen. Now, I've been contacted by Robert Borsak, the New South Wales Upper House MP for the Shooters and Fishers Party. He says the Shooters and Fishers have been aware of the problem with the New South Wales Firearms Registry for the last couple of years and have been trying to resolve the issues with the New South Wales Police Minister Mike Gallagher. Mr. Borsak is suggesting the registry may have been compromised because parts of the New South Wales Police Force secure network had been downloaded to the General Police Network, which can be accessed through terminals in any police station. Now, the Upper House MP for the Shooters and Fishers, Robert Borsak's on the line. G'day, Robert.
Yeah, g'day, Ray.
Just take me through it, if you don't mind. Yesterday, you probably heard Superintendent Finch saying, look, at anecdotally, they find out from other areas, but this has not been compromised. And I talked about people losing, you know, lists off the roof of police cars and the like. Tell me more about what you're aiming up at here.
Well, I think it's a lot more systematic than that. I mean, I was a little bit upset yesterday when I heard, because we quite often listen to your show, and that's no plug, Ray. The reality is that we first got onto this particular little exercise of corporate services going back to just after I came in here in September 2010, when a police whistleblower contacted us, who is a shooter, and I can give you his name off here later on if you need.
Sure, okay.
He contacted us and told us what was going on, that large slabs of the secure system, the encrypted COP system, had been downloaded onto the police intranet.
For what reason, Robert?
For the purposes of the police to be able to go around and do their inspection requirements. You know, check safe storage, check firearms and all that sort of stuff.
So in other words, highly confidential matters that should have only been the domain of the local area commander were offloaded from the secure site to a unsecure site.
That's right, onto the police intranet, okay? And we believe it was an access system. A system, I might add, that we again believe has been supported by software companies with their engineers in places like Mumbai.
Was this done ad hoc, or was there someone up the food chain in terms of police who said, yes, do this?
Well, our information says that Deputy Commissioner Kath Burns was in charge of corporate services in those days, and she ticked it off. We then approached the police minister at the time, Tony Kelly. He was shocked and dismayed. He then came back to us, spoke to us about it and said, look, I want you to go and have a talk to Superintendent Dave Owen, which my colleague Robert Brown did.
And Dave's now retired, I think.
That's right, he is. And Dave said, this is not possibly true. Anyway, 2 days later he came back to Brown and said, I'm sorry, but you're right, it is, and we'll take it off.
So Kath Byrne had ticked off on large slabs of highly confidential information being put on the police intranet. Now, let's get to this intranet. Who has access to that as opposed to police officers?
Well, anybody and anybody who's got access to, that sort of... It's the workstation on every desk for every police officer in every police station in the state.
And you don't have to log on and have a registry of logging on and logging off to access it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, certainly that information is not encrypted, so if someone left the terminal open, what's stopping anybody from simply downloading what they want off there? It's just ridiculous. The COP system itself, and I think Superintendent Finch is quite right to say that, the COP system itself is encrypted and highly secure.
And can't be breached.
It can't be breached, but once it gets outside of that and goes into this sort of system...
Okay, so Dave Owens comes back to your colleague and says...
Dave Owen also said that it had been sitting out there in the ether for 18 months prior to us finding out about it. See, this has been out there, Ray, for 3.5 years.
So your whistleblower, in that case, in 2010, the suggestion is that it's been there since, what, 2009 or so?
Yeah, thereabouts, that's right.
So, the next step is Dave comes back and says, yes, Kath Burns allowed this to happen. What does he say he's going to do?
He says, well, first, of course, he denied that it was true. Then he came back, he said, after he checked, and he said, oh, sorry, Robert, you're right, it is true. It's there, I'll have it removed. And we had it confirmed to us that it had been removed from the network. Then, we subsequently find out sometime in 2011, after the election campaign, the new government's come in, that the thing has suddenly reappeared again. Okay.
Well, is this to make it easier for the police just to get the information they need for the gun checks and the safe checks? Is it that simply
right? That's right. That's right. I mean, that's our understanding of it. Look, I asked the whistleblower policeman if he could access my information.
Right, because you're a gun owner.
Obviously. I'm a gun owner and a licensed person. He said, yeah, no problem. He accessed it all and emailed me a copy of all my details.
And your whistleblower couldn't be, and explain this to me, he normally, if say I ring up and say to someone, I want a rego check done, they say, as a mate, and he says, yeah, I'll do it for you. If they do that, they have to go into a special system and they'd be identified, and then the boss might be saying, what are you checking Robert Borshak's rego for Ray Hadley or whatever? But this system, they don't need to do that. They can simply log on without any trace of them logging onto it or accessing it. I'm sorry, not logging on, but accessing it.
That's right. That's our understanding of it. If you go on the COPS system, you have to have a PIN number and you have to put your badge number.
And so anyone trying to access information like you did in the bad old days, doing rego checks or tracking down someone for a mate, you can't do that anymore without identifying yourself, and you've got to have a good reason to do it.
Well, on the COPS system, that's right. But on
this other system, the intranet, you can't be identified, otherwise your whistleblower wouldn't have done it because he would have been tracked down.
That's right. Since then, of course, he's made all the proper disclosures. He's made protected disclosures so they can't touch him. All right, he's more than happy, but I just don't want to broadcast it across.
No. Whistleblowers play an important role in all of this, and I don't wish to identify him or get him into strife either. But it illustrates your point that all of a sudden you have your details that have been taken by a third person, at your request, of course, and that means any other details could be accessed by anyone else without a track on them.
That's right, exactly. And of course, that whole process has continued. It came back under the new government.
Mm.
Well,
hang on. If you say here, from my staff, they tell me that you've been trying to resolve the issue with both the police and the minister, Mike Gallagher. I mean, look, I'm not a rocket science, Robert, but it's pretty easy to resolve, isn't it? Just take it off and leave it off.
Well, that's exactly right. 100% right. That's what...
Well, why won't they do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when we ask about these things, we've asked questions in the House, and, you know, we've had all sorts of funny answers coming out. We just, in the end, don't really understand why this simply isn't taken off the network and dealt with properly through a proper encryption process through the COPS network. Why don't they do it that way?
It would seem very easy to just change it to make it more secure. Just if I can, while I've got you, I need your expertise on gun clubs because you are someone that is obviously involved in this. A suggestion that maybe they can access, the details of a gun owner via his involvement with a gun club. If I join the gun club as a licensed shooter, do I then tell them what I've got and how many I've got? Or
no, absolutely not. I've been the president of a hunting and gun clubs in the past, and all we know about you is your name, address, and the currency of your license, when you're going to finish, and that's the end of it.
Okay, so you, in other words, you know that you've got a license.
I wouldn't know, Ray, what firearm you had. I wouldn't know where you stored it, or any of that stuff. I was very disappointed for hearing Superintendent Finch talk what was absolute, total and complete bullshit yesterday, mate.
Mm. So, in other words, the gun clubs have your name, your address, and the date your license finishes.
Right. In some cases, without getting into the gory detail, in some cases with special classes of pistols, they will have the details of the pistols. Mm. But apart from that, 99.9% of all club members do not have their details recorded at the club.
Well, if this mistake was made inadvertently by Cath Byrne 3 years ago and has now been replicated by another division, or in fact whether it's Miss Byrne again, I'm not quite sure, surely the simple thing for this to happen here is for the police minister and the commissioner to get together and say, look, there is a chance that this security could be breached because it's on this intranet system, and let's remove it from there.
True, exactly right. But the trouble, of course, is the cat's out of the bag now. And I've got people writing me abusive emails, and I've got one this morning, dealing with this very matter. What am I going to do to stop what happened to that poor bugger up in the Blue Mountains?
Yeah. So you're copying it because you represent shooters and fishers.
That's right. And all I can say is what I've just told you. You know, we tried to deal with it without trying to do what the Greens do, make a grandstand and make a big fuss. Mm. Just try to support the government of the day to get the job done, to clean things up. And all we're seeing now is a process of the senior echelons of the police. I'm not talking about the ordinary police officers. The senior echelons trying to cover their tracks with what's been going on.
All right, then. Thank you for... And I'll continue on with this on Monday and Tuesday and try to speak to Mike Gallagher and Andrew Scipione to simply close the loophole. The horse may have bolted, but we can at least stop other horses getting out, so to speak.
Part of the problem is that Mike Gallagher tells me that he can issue instructions to the commissioner, but the commissioner doesn't, because of the separation of powers.
Oh, well, of course. To do it. That's part of our system.
That's part of our system, of
Parliament.
And you know, so it should be.
Of course it should be, but... I mean, I don't know if Mr. Scipione has had it explained to him in the same way that you've explained it to me, but I'd be more than happy to facilitate a conversation so we can get it all solved. Now, we are not in any way suggesting, I don't think, Mr. Borzac, that this is the way it's happened. We don't know how it's happened, but we're saying this is a possible way it could have happened, and the best way to stop it happening in the future, or even happening for the first time, is to stop it being available.
Yes, and we've been asking for that going back to 2010.
Doesn't seem, like I said at the start, rocket science. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you very much.
New South Wales Upper House MP for the Shooters and Fishers Party, Robert Borsak. 131873 is the open line number if you would like to join us.